There's been a lot of talk lately about impeachment, about pardons, and history buffs have been reviewing the past. Now, I'm not here to make a political statement, but I'm here to give a little spiritual reflection on the issue of the word pardon. When Gerald Ford pardoned his friend Richard Nixon, he carried in his pocket a piece of paper from the 1915 Supreme Court ruling that said this: a pardon carries an imputation of guilt. An acceptance of a pardon is a confession of guilt. In other words, if you want to be forgiven, you have to accept the fact that you did something wrong. If you did nothing wrong, there's nothing to forgive. And as we enter Lent, we need to remind ourselves that when people hear the word forgiveness and guilt, they often think of shame. But for the Christian, what's the predominant feeling that should come to mind? When someone says you're guilty, when you realize yourself in the depth of your heart, I'm guilty of something, of saying or doing something that hurts someone else. Courage. Courage. Because you're ready to fight the best battle and the toughest battle of your life. The battle against your own dysfunctions and weaknesses that almost no one will ever know, except perhaps your closest friends, your parents, maybe your immediate family. But courage, not shame, as the predominant emotion. And following that closely is love. I love you enough to try to conquer the bad things that I have within me because I realize me, myself, am the primary gift in any relationship. In the relationship with my God and my fellow Christians, with strangers, with atheists, with agnostics, with any people who label themselves any other way aside from human, I love you enough to try one more time. Next week, we have the final Sunday before we begin the Lent. On that Monday, March 2nd. So when you think about things that are bad in your life or things that you have done, don't be discouraged. Don't be too ashamed, because there is no one in the world better than you. And everybody understands what it's like to give in to the temptations of selfishness and to say, I don't care about anyone else at this moment except me. We understand that. But we also believe in Christ and His power to say, I can be better. And with God's grace, I will be better. With God's grace, I cannot even imagine what kind of good person I can become. So the next time you want to receive a pardon and you have to admit guilt, also admit that it takes courage to admit the truth about yourself, because you never do things out of character. Everything you do is because of your character. And no matter how bad it is, you can't get better unless you say, yep, that's me, that's how I am. And I'm courageous enough to say so, and I believe in my God enough to proclaim it, and I love you enough to try to become better tomorrow. Everybody needs a pardon. Everybody has to admit guilt. And we should do so because we are courageous and we love one another. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.